We left off yesterday in the middle of the discussion about whether or not you have to be concerned when you give something to somebody that they're going to switch it, that they're going to be metame it, they're going to ruin it in some way. So we left off, I believe, five lines before the end of the page on Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis. So frek the Gemara, Vakati li alma lo chashinan. Do you mean to tell me that we're not choshesh? That in general, when you give something to somebody, meaning we mentioned yesterday that sometimes we're only concerned because we know that certain people are going to make changes or going to switch because they're trying to do you a favor. They mean well by it, meaning, for instance, or they'll be more heter, they'll come up with some reason that they need to switch it. For instance, we gave the example of the mother-in-law who wants to impress her son-in-law, wants to keep her son-in-law happy. So she's making a dough for her son-in-law and she sees that it's going to get ruined, there's going to be a problem with it, so she wants to change it for something better. Or the woman who used to host the yeshiva bachrim in her home, and she felt bad that the yeshiva bachrim shouldn't eat cold food, shouldn't eat hot food, whatever it was, she wanted to change, so she was more heter for herself. But frek the Gemara, do you mean to tell me it's only in those cases that we're worried that someone's going to switch something on you? Vakati li'alma lo chashinon v'atanya. We have a brisa, eishas chavar tochenes im eishas am ha'aretz bizman shehi tameya. An eshes chaver can grind flour, can grind wheat into flour, together with an eshes am aretz when she's tame. And Rashi explains, eshes chaver to keep the be made tuma ena regila liga betaros lo chayshin and shematitol v'titol n'tochpia. Since the eshes chaver is tamea, and while she's tamea, she's used to staying away from taros. She's used to holding back, so we don't have to worry that maybe she's going to take some of the dough, some of the flour, and put it in her mouth, because she's in the habit of staying away from doing things like that while she's Tamea. But not when she's Tahora. When she's Tahora, where she's in the habit of taking things, we're afraid she might put something in her mouth, so she shouldn't be Tochein together with the Eishas Am Ha'aretz, because the produce has not been, there hasn't been any Trumas or Maasos taken from it. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar adds, Af bizman shehi tamei lo titchon. Even while she's tamei, she shouldn't grind together with her. Min reisha chaverta nosenes lavo chelas, because the am aretz will give her some of the stuff, and she might come to eat it. So what do you mean? The eishes am aretz is going to give her some of the stuff. Who owns this stuff? Says the Gemara. Hashem mignav ganva. Her husband owns this stuff. So we're concerned that the eishes am aretz is going to take some flour that belongs to her husband, doesn't even belong to her, and she's going to steal it. Do you really think if she would steal something, she wouldn't switch something? Which is worse? Obviously, stealing is a lot easier. Seems like a much worse thing. Most people would assume stealing is much worse than switching. So if we are concerned that she might steal, of course we'll be concerned that she might that she might switch it. So the Marsha asks, why is that considered gneva? Isn't a poel allowed to eat from something that's not nigmar melachto yet? So this is something that was not yet nigmar melachto. So why should it be stealing for her to take something? If something is not nigmar melachto for challah specifically, meaning the dough hasn't been kneaded yet, so the halacha is a poel is allowed to eat it. So when she's tochenas, it's not yet nigmar melachto for challah. The dough hasn't been kneaded yet, so it should be mutter for her to eat. So the Chassam Sofer says that perhaps the answer is that yes, it's mutter for a poel, someone who's working for you, to take from from the grains when it's not yet nigmar melachto for challah. But it's not mutter for them to take and then give it to someone else, to start giving gifts from it. So that's the reason why it refers to it as geneva over here. It's considered geneva in the sense that she's taking from not that she's taking it, but that she's taking it and then giving it over to somebody else. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Hey, Rabbi Yossi ben Amishulam. I'm sorry. Says the Gemara. So the Gemara answers, why is it that we're not concerned for switching if we see we even have to be concerned for a woman stealing? So Rabbi Yossi, Hasavnami Mori of Amra Turu Midishe Ka'achil. Over there also, she's more a heter for herself. She says, you know what? I'm the wife. I'm entitled to certain things, so I'm allowed to. Meaning the expression being that the ox can eat from the work that it's done, from that which it has threshed itself. Meaning, I'm working on this myself. I'm doing a lot of work in the kitchen. The least my husband could allow for me to do is take as I please, and apparently give as I please. So she's marahetta for herself. She does not consider that stealing. But when it comes to someone giving you something to watch and you switch it, everyone realizes that that's wrong, that that's considered in some way stealing, and one should not do that. So says Gemara, "Hey, Rabbi Yossi ben Amshulam, Mishum Rabbi Yochanan Achiv, Sha'amr Mishum Rabbi Lazar ben Chasma, Enos in Chalasama Aretz Bitara." One is not supposed to make Chalasama Aretz Bitaro with keeping it Becheskas Taro. What in the world does that mean? What's the problem with that? Sounds like a good thing to do, no? To make something Bitara. So Rashi says, "Ama Aretz Sha'amr Legabel Chaver, Hafresh Chalame Isasi, Vaaseo Sabitara." Let's say Ama Aretz goes over to a kneader. Apparently they would hire people whose job it was to knead doughs. So a kneader who is a chaver, who's not an Am Haaretz, so the Am Haaretz goes to the kneader and says, "I want you to be mafresh challah for my dough, and I want you to do it, knead my dough, be mafresh challah from it, and do all of this bitahara." So lo yishamalo, the kneader should not listen to him. Sharei kvar nitma kali isa biyad Am Haaretz, because if the Am Haaretz is giving it to you as dough, it's already dough, then it's already all tameh. So even that, I mean, you have to assume it's already tameh. So the Am Haaretz says, "I want you to do bitahara. I want it to be to be on the up and up. I don't want any tuma to be associated with it." If you listen to that, the Kohen is going to say, "Oh, well, the Gabel knows what he's doing, the Neder knows what he's doing, and he said it was all done Bitara, so it must still be Torah." But obviously it's not Torah because it was in the hands of the Am Haaretz first. So that's the concern. So it says Tosos Ulu Perusho, according to Rashi, "Im Yafresh Mimakom Achar Alosi Isa Chalasa Torah." According to Rashi, the only problem is that the dough you've been handed is already tameh. But according to Rashi, it would turn out, if you want to be mafrish from a different dough to cover this dough, mimakom acher, on a dough that the Am Haaretz never touched to cover this dough, you want to be mafrish that challah, that would be fine. There would be no problem with that. But says Tosos, I don't agree with that. Says Tosos, v'nir de b'kol inyan aser. He says, I think it would be aser to be mafresh challah b'tahara for an Am Haaretz, even if you're dealing with challah that the Am Haaretz has not yet touched and is not tamei. De kol ikar lo itiru elekadei chayev lo itiru elehecha shenot l'schar mikol isa. Al mishum schar challah greda mishum ayu porta lo itiru de chashin and dilmanaga. He says, we're going to see soon in the Gemara that this is all a major heter to allow anything along these lines, and we're only going to be matir these things when there's a major benefit to the gabel. We'll see; it will become clear in the Gemara. So says the Gemara Vayter, "Aval osin isas chulav b'tahara v'notu d'mena kedei chala umanicha b'kfisha oba anchusa." What you can do is you can make the dough b'tahara. If you're the one that gets to make the dough, it's not just that the Amar gives you a dough already made. If you get to make the dough, the entire dough, and b'tahara, you can make the entire dough b'tahara, knead the entire dough b'tahara, take off the challah from it, be mafresh challah from it, and put it into a special protective kli that people don't normally put dough into. So it'll be a hecker that this is challah, this is a different kind of dough, and it's a kli that's not mekabel tuma, so it's that the dough's not going to be able to be mekabel tuma while it's in the kli, and then you don't have to worry about anything. Then it's going to be okay. Shabbat Amar, it's lethal. When the Amar wants to take his stuff, no telashtayim, he'll take his whole, the dough, the major part of the dough, and he'll take the little piece of challah that you were mafresh, ve'eno choshesh, and the gabel doesn't have to worry, maybe the Am Haaretz is going to be metame the challah, because as we'll see soon, why he doesn't have to worry about it. He doesn't have to worry that the Am Haaretz is going to open up the container that you put the challah in and be metame the challah. Keep in mind over here, there's two. We're shifting concerns now. Previously, we were concerned that a Kohen is going to assume that the challah was tahora, and really it's going to be tameh. That was the concern previously. Over here, what the concern would be is not what the Kohen is going to assume, but that there's an isser to be gorim tuma to truma or to challah. So we're concerned that the Am Haaretz is going to be mitameh challah, which is perfectly tar. And the question is really, how are you allowed to do this, to be mafresh the challah and then give it to the Am Haaretz, when there's reason to be concerned that the Am Haaretz is only going to be metami that challah that you just gave to him? Says the Gemara, ve'enos in truma, similarly, ve'enos in truma zeis of bitara, you're not supposed to deal with the zesim of truma betara, meaning don't deal with his olives when these olives are ready to be put into the olive press. You shouldn't be mafresh truma from them to treat it betara, because again the point is it's already hukshot lekabel tuma, it's already become moist, so it's by the time it's ready to go into the olive press, so it's ready hukshot lekabel tuma. You're going to be mafresh truma, and you're going to say it's all done betara. So again, going back to that concern, the Kohen is going to say, oh, well, you're a trustworthy guy, so probably it was Bitara. But the problem is, the Amaretz has already touched it, so it's already Tameh. Aval osin zesim chulov Bitara v'nota demenekadei truma. However, if the Amaretz gives you regular chulin zesim to deal with Bitara, you're allowed to take truma from it, umanicha bekelev shel chaver, put it in your own kelim, put the truma in your own kelim, ukshaba amaretz lital, notal shtein veno choshesh. And when the amaretz wants to come pick up his olives and his and the truma portion of it as well, you can give both to him, both the regular chulin olives that have now had the truma been separated from it, and the truma olives, and you don't have to worry about anything. You don't have to worry that the amaretz is going to be gorem tuma to the truma. The Gemara v'tayma mai. So what is v'tayma mai meaning? Why are the Rabbanan allowing us to be makel with truma that you don't have to worry that the Amaretz is going to touch it? Meaning, why are we so makel to not have to worry that the Amaretz is going to touch it? That's how Rashi explains tayma mai. That the question is on the seifa, meaning each of these, we gave two cases that were identical. The Gemara will get to why we need both of them. But we gave two cases that were identical in the sense that the reisha of both cases told us a chumra that you're not allowed to do because a Kohen might come to falsely rely on you and something might already be Tameh. And the seifa of each case told us a kula that you're allowed to do because you don't have to worry that the Amaretz is going to be metame something that up until this point has been perfectly tahar and you were able to put into a nice kli, into a separate kli. So Rashi understands the time of mai is going on the seifa. Why are we so makel? How can we be so makel to allow the chaver to give the Amaretz back his chalo or his truma? Shouldn't we realize that he's going to be metame it? The Tosfos HaRosh, however, explains that we're asking on the Reisha. Why would we answer to the Chaver Gabal, the Chala, to take the Chala and to be Mafresh Makom Acher on Doav Nama Aretz? Meaning the way Tosfos HaRosh understands is that we're saying that he's not allowed to do anything. Once the Amaretz gives him the dough, he's not allowed to be Mafresh Chala at all. Well, why not allow him to be Mafresh Makom Acher for the dough of the Ama Aretz? That's what the Gemara is asking. So let's see what the Gemara's answer is. Which question is answered by this answer? So says Gemara, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Kedei Chayev De Gabel, Mishum Kedei Chayev De Badad. That we're worried about the Parnasa of the dough kneader, and we're worried about the Parnasa of the guy who works with the olives, of the olive presser. So since we're worried about their Parnasas, we need to cut. So according to Rashi, the answer is very good. Why are we so makel? We're worried about their Parnasas, so we need to come up with some kulas. Says the Tosfos HaRosh, no. The answer is, why are we so machmir in the Reisha? The answer is, we're machmir in the Reisha to give him just your chalo or just your truma to deal with, right, and to deal with the Bitahara. We're worried that if we allow that, then all he's going to give the Gabal Chaver is his chal. He's not going to give him the larger dough. He's not going to give him something that's a more major business. So he's only going to give him a little bit of business. So that's the Kedei Chayev the Gabal, the Kedei Chayev the Bada, that worry that he's not going to give him as much business as perhaps he could have. So says the Gemara, why do I need both cases of the Gabal and the case of the Bada, both the case of the dough kneader and the case of the olive presser? It's the same thing. We get the same idea. So it says, "Where it's richa, diash min gabo mishum dolo nafesh igre, aval bata de nafesh igre emalo." I would say that had it only told me about the dough kneader, I would say, "Yeah, over there we're going to be makel because he doesn't make that much money in the first place. So he's a poor guy. He needs food." But apparently olive pressers made a nice living. So since he makes a nice living anyway, so I would think we don't need to make special takanos for him to make up special kulas for him so that he can keep a parnasa. Obviously this is in line with Rashi. V'yashmin badad mishum delo shchiach lei. And if it only would have told me the case of the olive presser, I would say yeah, because it's not shchiach. That he doesn't have that many opportunities to make his money. Meaning, when he makes money, he makes lots of it. But he doesn't have that many opportunities. Meaning, unlike dough, olives are seasonal. So there are only certain seasons of the year where he has opportunities to do some business. Aval gabel d'shchiachle emalo, but the gabel, which he'll always, if he doesn't get business from this guy, he'll get business from the next guy. He may make very small profits with each client, but he has as many clients as he wants. So we don't have to worry about losing this client. So tzricha, that's why I need to be told that no, we're concerned in both cases, and we make the same takanas in both cases. Amar mar notali menekatei chalom anicha bekfish. So we said before that the gabel takes off a piece of challah and he puts it in a special kli. When the amaretz comes to pick up his dough, you give him his regular dough and you give him the challah that you're mafrish, and you don't have to worry about anything. You don't have to worry that he's going to be metame the challah. So obviously, when I refer to challah, I'm referring to the halachic challah, not what we refer to as challah. I'm not referring to the other part of the dough, the major part of the dough. So v'leichos dilma nagaba. So frek the gemara, why aren't we choshish that maybe the amaretz touched it? So the gemara says dar minenle chazi. We tell the Amaretz, don't touch it, because as soon as you touch it, it magically turns back to Tevel. The whole dough will turn back to Tevel. The whole dough will be also. I mean, you gave it to be mafresh challah, and it's all going to be for nothing if you touch it. So ask the Achronim. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to lie to the guy. You forget about lying. You're being the Zayif, the Torah. Right, that's Torah. You're telling him, you're making up a halacha that if he touches dough, if he's mitame chala, so then everything goes back to the temple. That's not true. The halacha is you mitame chala, so you did an isur being mitame the chala. You want to tell him you did an isur? Tell him it's usur and try to explain to him that it's a very bad thing to do and see if that works. But to lie to him, to tell him that the whole thing is going to be tevel again. Who says you're allowed to lie for that? Now, in general, lying should be pointed out that there is a hierarchy of values within Judaism, and lying isn't always necessarily the highest value, right? Mishanin mipnei shalom, right? For the sake of shalom, we can lie, but still, to be mezayif the Torah and to lie to this guy, what's the heter over here? So the Chassam Sofer says that it's actually not sheker, because the way they do it is the chaver has become the shliach to be mafresh the maisos and to be mafresh the chala, right? So the way the chaver did it was that when he was mafresh it, he was mafresh al tanai, that it doesn't become tameh. So that the tanai was, if this ever becomes tameh, then this hafrasha should be invalid. So in that case, if the chaver made such a tanai, it's true. The amaretz touches it, it becomes tameh. Retroactively, the entire hafrasha turns out to be nothing, turns out to be an invalid hafrasha. So it actually does become tevel. So says the Chassam Sofer, you're playing with fire over here, because you're going to cause worse yisurim, you're going to cause worse problems, because now it's going to be tevel, and the amaretz is going to need tevel, which is worse than the fact that maybe he caused some tumah to the challah, which he'll give to a kohen, and the kohen will know his tameh anyway, and will treat it appropriately. So you're playing with fire. He says, yeah, but the overall picture, it's worth it, because for the most part, most amaretz will then be more careful, aren't going to be metameit, and therefore you can end up with a net gain from such a takana. So you'll tell him if he touches it, it becomes tevel. But he's not maritz. What does he care? Maybe he doesn't care if it's tevel. So says more no. If he hired you to make it not tevel anymore, obviously he's concerned about tevel. So you can't say maybe he doesn't care if it's tevel. He hired you because he is concerned about tevel. Amar Maris, we said before, not the menikah de truma manicha bekelv shel chaver, that you take the truma, you put it in the kelim of the, this was going by the olives, and you put it in, the chaver puts it in his own kelim. Ukshaba amaretz litol not l'shtem ein choshish. When the amaretz comes to pick up his olives, he could take the truma, he could take the rest of the stuff, and you don't have to worry about anything. Frankly, Marv lechesh dolon nagaba, maybe he's going to touch it. So it says Marv Pishlam, hasam islay akeira, hachamay akeira islay. By the dough, I understand we took care of the problem that he might touch it by putting it in a special kli that was unique, that was unusual to put dough in. So there's a clear hecker, something to remind him not to touch it. Right? That's what Rashi says, Ike Akeru, because you put it in a kli that's not normal for putting dough. But over here, what's there to remind him not to touch these olives that are in fact truma? So says Gemara, demonakle b'klei galalim b'klei avanim b'klei adama. You put it in kelim that are not makabal tuma. So if he touches the kli, it's not makabal. kabal tuma. I, what about what's inside the kli? So that there's a heker because they're in these kelim that are not normal to use. And then Rashi adds at the end, v'ama aretz lo achmar abanan ale kli hay l'shavi kazav gamar l'tami b'masa. And in terms of that, he might pick up the kli even if he doesn't touch what's inside the kli. He might pick up the kli and be metami it that way. You don't have to worry about it. Even though we say in amaretz we're gozer that every amaretz is a din of a zav, whether he is or isn't a zav. Every amaretz is a din of a zav. We're not so machmer that he has the full-fledged status of a zav in the sense that he's even going to be metame things b'masa. So that's interesting. Meaning we're machmer in that he has a din of a zav, but not really. It's not really ke'en d'oraisa tikkun that he has a full-fledged status of a zav. Right? That idea that the amaretz has a din of a zav is obviously that's the reason why we're not allowed to go on to harabayis, whatever is halachically considered harabayis. We're not allowed to go to because we all have a din of a zav, because we all have a din of an ama aretz. Right? So this is a halachas nogei lemaisa. Right? So an ama aretz has a din of a zav, so but not a full fledged zav. So you don't have to worry that he's going to be metame the contents of the kli. Frekli mar ihachi mar yir dechavrafil dam aretz nami. If that's the case, why does he have to put it in the Chavar's Kelim? Once it's going to be a special Kli, and it's going to be a Kli, it's not a Kabbal Tumah anyway, so why does it have to be the Chavar's Kelim? Put it in the Amaretz's Kelim. Because it's not Tumah. These Kelim aren't Mekabbal Tumah. You're talking about Klei Galalim, Klei Avanim. So put it there. So it says Gemar Hachinami Kamra, B'Kelim Shal Amaretz, Arim L'Shem Ben Chavar. Yeah, we didn't really mean the Chavar has to put it in his own Kelim. What we meant is that the Chavar has to put it in Kelim of an Amaretz that even he would be allowed to use, meaning where there would be no concern of tumah. That's exactly what we meant. That it's kelim that are not mekabel tumah. Says the Gemara. Said the Mishnah. Machzik nidei akum b'shvius. You can encourage or help non-Jews during Shemitah. So frak the Gemara. Machzikin v'am rav dimi v'arshisha m'shmei dera v'ein odun ima akum b'shvius v'ein kofl n'shalom lo v'kachavim. You're not allowed to help the akum work his field during Shemitah year, and also, by the way, you're not allowed to be kofel shalom to an Ovid Kochavim. You're not allowed to say a double shalom aleichem to the Ovid Kochavim. So it says, "Lo tzricha lememeluhu achzuku bialma." No, our mission is not saying that you're actually helping him work the field. It means you're saying, "Yeah, good job, work hard. You know, have a great day." Something like that. Like the various samurai, Rav Yehuda would say achzuku, Rav Sheshes would say asharta. They would say, "Yeah, be chazak v'yamatz or whatever." Not that they would actually go and help them work in the field. That you're not allowed to do during the Shemitah. But now we just mentioned this other idea. You're not allowed to double over your greetings of shalom to an Ovid Kochavim. Rav Chista makdim v'yavlu shalma. Rav Chista would always greet someone first. This is similar to the Gemara in Brachla says, right? That lo hikdimo shalom adam shalom elam v'afilu Ovid Kochavim. I forgot about who it says it, right? But the Gemara says in Brachla around Rabbi Yochum ben Zakkai, I think it was, that no one would ever say shalom to him first. He would always greet someone with shalom first. Even Ovdei Kochavim, he would greet with shalom first. So Rav Chista also would always greet Bedavka Ovdei Kochavim. He would always greet Bimakdim them with shalom first. Why? And what does that have to do with Ein Kofl and Shalom Lovdei Kochavim? So the Ran points out that the minig is that when someone says shalom, the response is shalom, shalom. The response is to double back and say shalom twice to the person. So Rav Chista was makbid about this halacha, not to be kofel shalom to anybody, to a guy. So he would always say shalom first so that he wouldn't have to be kofel shalom as a response to the guy. That's how the Ran understands. Says the Gemara, Rav Kahana, Amalei Shalom Lamar. Rav Kahana would always say shalom alamar. So says Rashi, what did he accomplish by saying shalom alamar? Says Rashi, v'loy miskavin levarcho el libo hay lerabo. Mar could mean anybody. So it sounds like I'm saying shalom to you when I say shalom alamar, but he really had in mind that he was saying shalom to his Rebbe, that he was saying shalom to his own Rebbe, and therefore it wasn't a problem of greeting a non-Jew with shalom. There are those Rishonim that have a double girsa over here, shalom alamar, shalom alamar. Right, if you have that girsa, the Meiri has that girsa that it's shalom lamar, and he says that the iser is, and the Meiri says that Rav Kahana did it. Even so, according to Rashi, it would be good. Rav Kahana did it because it wasn't really a double greeting of Shalom. He was greeting his own Rebbe b'Shalom, so it wasn't he wasn't really greeting the guy b'Shalom. It just sounded that way. The Meiri says no. Rav Kahana was allowed to do it because that which we say in Kofflin Shalom, the Gemara is quoting this line to show you that in Kofflin Shalom is not to be taken literally. It doesn't mean you're not allowed to say the word Shalom twice. It means that you shouldn't have extended conversations of greeting with the person. Maybe you can, because Shemi Yimashech Achar Daito, that maybe you're going to come to get too close to the guy in that way if you have these lengthy conversations. So it says that Rav Kahana would say Shalom Alamar, Shalom Alamar, and that's no problem because all he would say is Shalom twice. He wouldn't say anything else besides for Shalom Alamar. Okay. And Miri explains along those lines that Rav Chista, who would be Makdim Shalom, the reason he would be Makdim Shalom is because he who initiates the conversation sets the tone of the entire conversation. So Rav Chista would say, you know, if you greet someone in a very brief to the point way, they'll respond in kind. But if you greet someone with, hey, how you doing, how's the family, so then they're going to respond in kind as well. So again, for the same concern, says the Meiri, that you shouldn't be marich and have this whole long conversation, he would greet him in a quick way in order to respond to that. But anyway, going back to Rashi, so Rashi said, Shalom Alamar, he really had in mind for his Rebbe, even though he was talking to the guy. So Frektosos, that can't be. Says Tosfos Tzarachin Shloim Yebezek Goniv Das Abrios VaAlchinam Pirush Kain Delokam Reil Dame Kofflin LaShalom. He says Tosfos doesn't understand the problem. It only says Shalom Alamar once in the Gemara. So what's the problem anyway? There's no he didn't do anything halachically wrong. Why would you have to explain it away by saying that it's talking about his Rebbe? Again, according to the Gersa Meiri, you do need to explain it away. But Tosfos says, how could it be that he's referring to his Rebbe? That's Mamish Kinevis Das. How can you do that? So, first of all, the Achronim defend Rashi just simply by pointing out there are Gemaras that indicate, Gemara in the Dharm Samach Beis, that you're allowed to be Gonev Das to preserve Shalom. That it could be that for the sake of Shalom, Gnevis Das is Takamutter. Certainly for Eva, from Gaim or whatever, certainly Gnevis Das in those cases would be Mutter. There's a tshuva from Rav Sternbach, a very similar type of situation, where Rav Sternbach had, in a lot of his tshuvas, he writes in the Akdama to his Shalos HaTshuvas Sefer, in the Tshuvas Hanhagos, that he has a lot of tshuvas that deal with Bali Tshuva. He says, you shouldn't always follow every halacha I read here, because sometimes it's for Takanas HaShavim. Sometimes it's to make Bali Tshuva's life easier. But anyway, he has a tshuva to a Bal Tshuva whose father wanted him to name his baby, meaning the Bal Tshuva had a baby, and the Bal Tshuva's father, who wasn't from, wanted him to name his baby after the father's father. So the problem was, the grandfather wasn't from at all, and he was totally had nothing to do with Yiddishkeit. So the halach is not, aren't many halachas about naming a baby, but the Gemara says Shem Rasham Yirkov, the Gemara Darshan's a pasuk, that Shem Rasham Yirkov, that a name of a Rasha should rot away. If someone was a Rasha, you shouldn't name after them. A person is not supposed to name after a Rasha. So the guy asked Rav Shmuel, what should I do? I don't want to name my kid after someone who was a Mechal Shabbos and a Baal Nida and what Ochel Mevelos Atreifus. What do I want to name my kid after someone like that? So Rav Shmuel said, what's the name? So the name was like Avraham. So Rav Shmuel said, okay, so take the name the baby Avraham and have in mind that you're naming after Avraham Avinu. Why does he have to know who you're naming after? Very similar to the Eitz over here, right, that Rashi says, Shalom Alamar, let him feel like I'm giving him the covenant and I'm calling him Mar, but I know that in my mind that's not really what I'm doing, that I'm really referring to my Rebbe. Okay, B'Shalom B'Shalom, and the Mishnah said, you're allowed to greet Gayim, B'Shalom B'Shalom a guy. So, Hashach, Zukim, Echazgrinon, Shalom B'Shalom Mibai, if you're allowed to be Machzik them, we need to be told that you're allowed to be Shalom B'Shalom. Now remember, on the Mishnah, Rashi said, what's the Chiddush that you're allowed to be Shalom B'Shalom? Shalom is that Shalom is one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that you're allowed to make the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu chal on them. If that's the case, if that's the whole chiddush of Shalom B'Shalom, and this Gemara's Kasha is very difficult to understand. What's the Kal V'Chomer over here? You're allowed to be machzik them by saying, yeah, do great, work hard. So that means you're allowed to use the Shem Hashem on them, that you're allowed to be Shalom B'Shalom, and what's one got to do with the other? So the Rashash is bothered by this Kasha, and he says, you have to say that when you're machzik them, when you're machaskin on Yidei of the Chum, it also has to be with the Shem Hashem. Like Boaz, you say Hashem Yimachem, right? You say something like that. That must be what it means when it says machaskinon. Amar Rav Yevel Onitzcha L'Yom Chagam. That's only on the we only need to be told this on the day of their holiday, the time. You shouldn't go into a guy's house on the day of their holiday and greet them, because they're only going to use that to thank their avodah zara. If it's not in their home, you find them in the shuk, so you respond in a very understated, or you greet them in a very understated way. Rav Huna and Rav Chisa v'yasvi chalav azel gneva. Rav Huna and Rav Chisa were sitting, and Gneva walked right on by. Amar le'chad l'chavrei, nekum mekami debar oryanus. So someone said, stand in front of him, he's a huge shalmul chacham. So Amar lo, mekami palgal, nekum, he says, he's a bal machlokas, he always creates machlokas. I'm going to stand in front of someone who makes machlokas. Adahach yasi yu l'gabaya. While they were talking about him, Gneva walked over to them. So obviously, they stopped talking about him. Amar lehu, shalom aleichem malki, shalom aleichem malki. And he says, shalom aleichem kings, shalom aleichem kings. So Amar lehu, minalak rabbanuk malachim. He says, where do you know? They say to him, where do you know that rabbis are called kings? Amar lehu, duksiv, bei malachim minalachu v'gomer. It's like, what's the pasuk? Amar lehu, minalak tekaflin and shalom aleichem. He says, okay, now that I know why we're called kings, where do you know that you're allowed to double over your greeting, that you're supposed to double your greeting of shalom to a king? Amar lehu, dam ravi dam ravi, nayin shekofin shalom lemelech. How do I know you're supposed to be kofel shalom lemelech? Shenemar avruach lavsha samasi rosha shalishim v'gomer. Amar lehu, litomar midi. So they say, okay, why don't you have something to eat? Amar lehu, hachi am ravi dam ravi. He says, I'm sorry, I can't have something to eat. Ravi dam ravi taught, asla ladam shitam klum, hachi yitin machal behemto. You're not allowed to eat anything yourself until you fed your animals first. How do I know it? Shenever v'nasati esav basar chal v'emtecha v'hadar v'yachalta v'savata. First the Torah talks about feeding your animals, and then it says v'yachalta v'savata, you should eat yourself. Now in the Gemara in Brachos, the girsa is asul adam sheyochal, not asul adam sheyitom klum. The Taz in Simon Kuf Samach Zayin writes that it's dafka achila that's asul, but ti'ima before your behema eats is going to be mutter, which is against the girsa in our Gemara. Our Gemara sounds like you're not even allowed to be towing klum prior to feeding the animal. Taz says we don't pass in that way. We pass like the girsa in the Gemara Maseches Brachos. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin says that you're allowed to speak about things regarding being machal your animal in between washing and making your amotzi, because we know tzarchi su'udah, you're allowed to say in between washing and making your amotzi, you're allowed to say pass the salt or something like that if you need the salt for the challah. It's not considered a hefsek. So talking about feeding the animals is also not considered a hefsek, because you're not allowed to eat until you feed the animals. That's also considered part of the Tzarchi Suda. And one more ha'ar of the Mishnah Brura in Kuf Samach Zayin Sivkat Mem quotes from the Magen Avram that it's only usher to eat prior to feeding your animals, but to drink prior to feeding your animals is totally fine. And how do we know that? We know that from Rivka, that Rivka said that she was going to give Eliezer to drink first, and then to give the gam l'gamal, and then to give also to the camels. So you see that that's only for drinking. That the isser is only for eating, but to drink, you're allowed to give the person to drink, then the animals. There's a whole tumult in the Achronim about that, whether that's a good raya from Rivka. Maybe she saw the guy was thirsty and it could be pikoch nefesh or whatever the discussion back and forth. Okay, new perek. We just finished the perek that was all about tikkun ha'olam. Now we're starting a new perek, again, going back to issues relating to shlichus of a get. Ha'omer eskabel getz alishti. A guy goes over to another guy and says, here, I want you to be mekabel this get on behalf of my wife. Meaning, I'm making you my wife's shliach to be mekabel the get. Aholik as elishti, or he says, I want you to give this get to my wife. Imratzalach suyachzor. Even after he gives it to the shliach, he can still be chozer. In the first case where he said eskabli could be chozer, because you can't make a shliach le kabbalah for your wife. Your wife has to make a shliach le kabbalah. It's zachin ala adam shalab b'fanav, but ain chavin ala adam shalab b'fanav. To receive a get is a chov for an isha. So you can't make a shlichus for her without her consent, without her expressed desire for it. So it's an absolutely invalid shlichus for the husband to make a shliach le kabbalah. And in the second case, he's still allowed to be chozer, because so long when you make a shliach le alacha, she's only divorced once the get gets to her hands, right? The being in the shliach l'alacha's hands doesn't affect anything, so you could still be chozer. Ha'isha shamar eskabli giti imratzalach soli achzor. If a woman says, I want you to be mekabel my get for me, and then the shliach goes and receives the get, now the husband can't be chozer anymore. The get is done already. But if the husband says to the woman, shliach l'kabbalah, I don't want you to be a shliach l'kabbalah. I want you to be my shliach l'holacha. And he changes the shlichus to a shlichus l'holacha, then he's still going to be allowed to be chozer. Shimon Leal says, even if a woman says, I want you to take my get for me, the husband's not going to be allowed to be chozer. That's a lashon of of Kabbalah. When you say Tali Giti, what you're really saying is, I want you to be Mekabel the get for me. So now the Gemara is going to have a number of rayos, whether what the term Holich refers to. When you say Holich get zeh, do you mean to say, be Zoche in this get, I want you to be Kona this get, or do you mean to just make it a Shliach La Holacha? So it says the Gemara is going to bring three rayos. Raya number one, Amalei Rav Acha B'Reid Rav Avi L'Rav Ashi, Taim Adolo Shavi Sei Ihi Shliach L'Kabbalah. The reason why in the first case, when the husband makes the guy Shliach L'Kabbalah, it doesn't work and he could still be Chozer, is because the woman never made him a Shliach L'Kabbalah. Hashavi Sei Ihi Shliach L'Kabbalah, but if the woman had made the guy Shliach L'Kabbalah, Rotzal Lachzo Lo Yachzer, then the husband says to the guy, Holech gets el ishti, right? It's the top line of the Mishnah, the last word in the line, right? The second case within the ratio of the Mishnah. If the husband were to say Holech and the woman had already made the guy Shliach LeKabbalah, apparently that would work and the guy would still be a Shliach LeKabbalah. He would not be Shliach LeHolacha. Shema mina Holech kizchidami. So you see that he hasn't changed his Shlichus. The term Holech means I want you to be koneit for her, not that I want to make you only a Shliach LeHolacha. Says Marlo, Liolamemela Holech Lav kizchidami. Really, Holech is not the same as Chi. V'iskabel get l'ishti tzrichalei. And the chiddush of the resha, meaning ein chinami. Maybe if you say holech gets el ishti, even if the woman had made the guy a shliach l'kabbalah, you have now changed him to a shliach l'holacha. What's the chiddush of the resha then? The chiddush is the case of iskabel gets el ishti, the previous case where you told the guy to be mekabel to get for your wife. Tesalkadai dechamina hol ba'lav bar shavi shliach l'kabbalah hu. I might have thought that since the husband can't make the guy a shliach l'kabbalah, I might have thought that he doesn't even become a shliach la'olacha. If the husband tries to make the guy a shliach la'kabbalah, since he's not entitled to do so, I would think he's not a shliach at all, and he doesn't even become a shliach la'olacha. Therefore, it comes to teach me that now, when you say a skabel, clearly you know you can't make the guy a shliach la'kabbalah, so clearly what you mean is to make the guy a shliach la'olacha. You mean, take this get and go give it to my wife, and then the get will be chal. So the first raya about what the definition of holech is unsuccessful. Says Gemara another possible raya. Tanan, ha'isha shamar eskabeli giti im ratza lachzor lo yachzer. A woman makes a shliach l'kabbalah, husband gives it to the shliach l'kabbalah, there's no backing out. So my lav lo shna kabbalah lo shna halacha, doesn't that case refer to whether the husband gives it to the shliach with a lashon of mekabel or with a lashon of holech? So says Gemara, and therefore you would see holech is kizachi dami, that when you say holech, you're just reinforcing that that the guy is going to be zoche in it for the wife, that he's going to be mekabelit for the wife. He says Gemara, no, lo, a kabbalah. No, it's talking about where the husband also doesn't say holech, gives it with a lashon of kabbalah. So that's not a raya at all. Says Gemara, okay, we'll try one more time. Tashma, a third raya. Lefichach marmelo abal yefshish tekabbalah leholech v'tein l'amratza lachzor yachzor. If the husband says, no, I don't want you to be a shliach l'kabbalah, meaning wife made the shliach l'kabbalah. So the Mishnah said, if the husband says to the guy, I don't want you to be a shliach l'kabbalah, I want you to be a shliach l'olacha, the guy now becomes a shliach l'olacha. So time d'amri efshi, hello amri efshi, matzalach so liachzer. Sounds like it's only because he expressly said, I don't want you to be a shliach l'kabbalah. But if he didn't say that, and he just said holech, then the guy does not become a shliach l'olacha. Shemamina holech kizchidami. Don't you see that holech therefore is kizchidami? So says the Gemara, no, dilma behelach. Maybe he didn't use the word holech, maybe he used the word helach. So we have no raya about what the word holech really means. Okay, Tosos over here says we're not really changing the gears in the mission, we're just changing what the husband's intention was. Okay, but we'll leave that aside for now. So it says Gemara, pshita, isha v'shliach la'olacha shekein bal molech ket l'ishto. We know a man can become a shliach la'olacha because a man is allowed to give a get to his wife. V'isha v'shliach l'kabbalah shekein isha mekabel z'gita miyad baila. And we know a woman can be a shliach l'kabbalah because a woman can receive a get for her husband. From her husband, ish the kabbalah, be anything you could do, you can make a shliach do, right? So you can become a shliach to do. So, but ish the kabbalah, v'ish l'olacha mai. What about a man being a shliach l'kabbalah and a woman being a shliach l'olacha? Does that work? So the Gemara is going to bring six rayos regarding this. So number one, tashma, omer is kabbalah gets a lishti, holy gets a lishti, and ratzal achzor yachzor. A man says, receive this get from my wife or give it to her. He can always be chozer. Ish shomer is kabbalah giti, and ratzal achzor lo yachzor. A woman makes a shliach l'kabbalah, the husband can't be chozer once it's given to him. My lav b'chad shliach, aren't all these cases talking about the same person, the same individual who is the shliach? So it's got to be either a man or a woman. So you see that you can be both a shliach l'kabbalah or or shliach l'alacha, shramin akasha l'kabal akasha l'alacha, says marlo, b'shnei shluchin. No, maybe we're talking about different people. It's not necessarily talking about the same person. Tashma another, right? L'fichach mam l'abal yefshish t'kabla l'holich v'tein l'amratza l'achsa yachsar. Elazim says, I don't want you to be a shliach l'kabal, I want you to be a shliach l'alacha. He's able to be chozer once he gives it to the shliach. V'ahacha d'chad shliachu. Over here, the same guy that the woman had sent to be a shliach l'kabala, the husband is turning into a shliach l'halacha. Shramin akasha l'kabal akasha l'halacha. So you see that it's kasha l'kabal akasha l'halacha. I said six rides before, it's only going to be a total of four, I realize. Anyway, so it could be kasha l'kabal akasha l'halacha. Says mar pshot mina isha v'shliach l'kabala shekein av mekabal get l'bito k'tana. So he says, yeah, eno chinami. From there you see, all you see though, is that a man can be a shliach l'kabala. And that makes sense, because an av could be mekabal get on behalf of his daughter who's a k'tana. But we still haven't answered the other side of the question. So the first two rayas answer the first side of the question. But what about isha l'olacha tibay l'chmai? What about an isha becoming a shliach l'olacha? So then what's the din? So Gemara says two rayas to that. Amar of Mari, Tashma, afa nashim sheina emanus lamar meis balin emanus lavi eskita v'hasam olachahi. A woman who's not ne'emenis to say that her husband died is ne'emenis to bring a get. And yet she's a shliach l'olacha, and she's the woman who's not believed to say that some other woman's husband died is believed to bring her get. She's a shliach l'olacha. Amar vashim yisefa nami shmamina. That's a good raya, but I give you another raya also. Diktani sefa isha atzma mviya zgita obavachi tzrich lom v'fani nakhtam v'fani nakhtam. A woman can bring her own get. V'okimna v'olacha. And we assume that that's to say that has a din of a shliach l'olacha. So shmamina, you see a woman can become a shliach l'olacha.